pictures bringing me out the dark.
Come on.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear.
Everybody, welcome to Life. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour Tuesdays.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How are you
feeling
today?
I had to turn it out just a little bit. It's Fat Tuesday. I had to switch it up a little bit on y'all.
Happy Fat Tuesday, everyone. Too bad I'm not in New Orleans.
You know, I know. I might go celebrate on the street today. Everybody go act a fool.
Just on the street, huh?
No, not necessarily in the street. I'm going to go out somewhere and celebrate there. Yeah.
Anywho, welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela, along with
All three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, why you want to spill it like Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras for alcoholics, freaks, and thieves. Alcoholics because you can walk and get drunk. Freaks because you're showing your titties and, you know, what happens in New Orleans stays in New Orleans. And thieves because when them people are drunk, you can get their money out their pocket. That's it.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't take you right now. Who says that?
I like music, so I would have a great time. I just think
I'm not an alcoholic, but I do like to drink and walk down the street. I think it's pretty cool.
I think that's cool.
Lord,
cause I'm happy.
Don't make him do it.
Cause I'm
What's this new song? What is this? So did you make that yourself or what?
Yeah, I was turned up. My boss looked at me crazy today too, and I was singing that song.
I hope so.
I was singing and dancing it.
I hope.
And then I came into the office.
Well. Yeah, that's interesting. Before I forget, today's topic is can men and women be just friends? Everybody assumes, like, you know, men and women can't be just friends. Also, we have the same artist and model of the week because we didn't have our show last week. So, again, we do have Amir Jackson and Tori as our artist of the week, and Tori is our model of the week, which you can check out there. Bios and also social networks, which are listed on our Facebook page. And in the Facebook search, you can just type Glitz and Glamour Radio and be sure to like and follow that page as well. So, what's it up, guys? Did anybody tune into the Oscars?
I did.
No.
I was.
You said you did?
Yep, I got it. I liked it. I personally liked it. I think because it didn't feel scripted, and it kind of took everybody out of the element. Like, you know, usually it's just a bunch of stiffs sitting around in suits, like, holy look, what are you from my world? But like, they were turned up, and it felt natural. It didn't feel like everything had to be so scripted there.
Yeah, I don't watch the Oscars. I'll actually watch, like, a recording on YouTube of, what's her name, Lupita? I don't want to say her name wrong, but yeah, her, when she accepted her award or whatever. But that was really cool. Plus, she was on, like, every show the next morning. But that's about all I got. And I, you know, watched some Instagram pictures of some dresses. That's pretty hot. But that's it, because that's really just not for me. I don't like award shows. They're boring.
Yeah, very. Okay, so on something that's not boring, basketball-wise, oh, my gosh, they, like, really ghetto this season.
Man, I haven't even seen it, but I don't like
Get
that new girl. Who is that new girl? Brazil?
Spain? British, like,
her
she,
too.
I like her because
I don't like her.
She thinks her man is, like, NBA says, your man play overseas. He ain't that good. Why should be playing with the NBA that way?
She just on there with a stanky ass attitude like she's somebody. Like, shut the fuck
up. Everybody.
Like,
sorry,
nobody at all. She just
was like,
I mean,
rent costs more than your mortgage. Clearly, your man, then she was like saying that, oh, I want to let them, you know, do a little Turkish tea party so they can know how it is overseas.
That was the
stupidest
shit.
Their husband don't play overseas, but I'm sure they can afford to go overseas at any time at the drop of a dime. What are you, girl, really? Did you really? You must understand basketball because NBA is better than overseas. Go for them. too ghetto.
It depends because, I mean, same thing like with, it just depends on how good you are because you're still cold, you go to another place, they're going to pay money for you. So
yeah,
I was going to say about how many positions are on in the NBA, then how many people are going to get drafted every year? So you got to add that into account. It's less of a chance you get in the NBA versus the NFL because they got more positions to fill. And plus benches and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you're making a decent amount of money, then heck, you mean make it how you can. That's
but
I don't like her.
You
like
a girlfriend
is
about your money, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
she like bitches.
Really
she like bitches.
Like she
y'all
came on
been
the show
down.
With vendettas.
Yeah.
Because he seems cool, but she fuck it up, and she make you not respect. You know, she make you not respect what he doing, because like. It's not that you hate on what he's doing, but she be on this other shit that makes you feel like
Alexa.
He ain't that shit. That's how you feel. It's not his fault. It's because of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, bitch, you don't you live in a little apartment or whatever? These bitches probably got houses with the S on the end. Go sit the fuck down. Like, who are you? You're not even married. You're a girlfriend, probably a fiance now. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
I think she's jealous because that girl got color eyes. You know, it'd be them one bitch that's like, yeah, bitch, my eyes color.
She thinks she got color eyes.
I think that girl got color eyes, but she wants to be the only bitch with some color eyes. Go sit down.
But, like,
little fat
I didn't like
bitch.
The way she just, like, straight came for Drea. Like, she just straight out came for Drea. Like, what the fuck?
But my thing is, how you going to come for Drea? Sunday probably. I think Sunday a whole too. So why you ain't sending by Sunday?
I don't like her either.
Sunday.
Sunday
was one
like
of the top bitches on, Look, Sunday was
like Jackie.
On, what's that pimp movie? It Ain't Easy. She was a top bitch, one of the prostitutes on It Ain't Easy. But she ain't got
that
now. That's a little Gangsta Mac 10, little pimp movie. You know, it's funny. I love it.
Sure.
But,
why do you unlock it if they ever try to throw her child? You know, it don't talk about people's kids. Throw people's kids, and
but
I understand
bitch,
the situation. I'm over the internet,
no.
But they're
bitch,
trying to throw
her
kid on the bus.
If you put a picture on Instagram about your child with a dick next to her face, bitch, I got the right to talk about you.
No, she didn't put it up there. She didn't put it up there. She was
trying
defending.
She's trying to say she didn't put it up there, but bitch, it came from your Instagram. Or your Twitter, whichever one is from yours, so obviously, ho, you put it up there. You trying to make it seem like you didn't.
My thing is this, like, I can't question anybody's parenting. First of all, I'm not a parent. Second of all, I can't question how you pray. But the thing is, when it's trans, I mean, when stuff is in our face, how are we supposed to react? You know, we gonna react a certain way because it's in our face. And your child, not only is your child doing dirt, but your child doing dirt and putting it on a national slash international scale. Why did
but
that?
I didn't do that. It was a, I think it was a personal picture that she posted when she was not her child because her child said that she was a hoe. And she was like, no, bitch, you the hoe because you sucking dick. And she showed the picture. But regardless to what the fuck you and your child have, who the fuck? And if you do that to your child, bitch, I might question you on why you hold your child like that because you shouldn't hold the child like that. And you got a problem with it, bitch, I'm going to slap you because you don't do your child like that, point blank, period. You don't do no shit like that.
And also, real stuff is like, you got to be kidding me. Like, a lot of these parents, like, I mean, there's a lot of parents out here, hey, they child out here sucking dick, too, somewhere around here. It just ain't on a national, it ain't on a national scale. But again, like I said, you going to put it out there?
She not
that
on
a
national scale.
Help.
Who the fuck
we
is Sunday? Does nobody know who that bitch was because she came on Basketball Watch? She not national, too. Who gives a fuck about her?
No, I'm not saying she's known, but if it's on the internet, if people want, if you were to become known, people can go
she
find
put it
shit
on the
any
internet.
Type of way.
The mother put it on the internet.
Right, I'm saying
not the
that.
Daughter,
no,
the mother. So she.
I'm just saying what you're saying. I'm gonna say what you're saying, Houston. I'm saying like I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, what I'm saying is she's not making any sense that. You know, because not necessarily she's famous, but I'm saying the fact that she can't get mad if she put they putting the stuff out there onto the internet, and the internet, you know, the power of the internet, people can find anything at a drop of a dime. So the moment it hits the internet, guess what? Your child became a famous hoe. That's what's going to happen. It's like I said, there's plenty of people on the kids doing sucking dick and all this, but at least they not being stupid and putting it on the internet. At least that much. So that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, but I'm adding more to it that that's even more fucked up that she can't get mad behind us saying something like that. So, yeah. Oh, crap, we lost somebody. Angela?
Yes?
Got you. Dez?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, we lost Houston, but nah, man. I said that she can go on with that nonsense. Like we can't feel sorry. I'm sorry. I can't feel sorry for her. There she go. Back in. I can't feel sorry for her.
Feel sorry for who?
Yeah. Sunday.
I can't feel sorry for Sunday. I just can't. You.
But I like how Jackie being messy though. Already all top.
God, she every goddamn time. Did she ever
that
shut the fuck up?
That bitch see her ass hooked. She's so messy. No, but no. Deshaun's baby mama. Really? Can you take it from a 10
I
to
I just don't know why Jackie be wearing a little ball on her head, looking like the Wayans when they had that. You remember on Living Color, the Wayans acting like them two
yeah,
baby.
Oh, my God. She be killing me. She is the most soulfulest thing I've ever seen in my life.
If they have so much money, girl, pay somebody to dress you because you look like a man.
Do your hair. Do something. That's why he's mad at Drea for nothing.
It's not even that she's ugly. It's not even that Jackie's ugly.
No, she ugly.
Ugly attitudes make people ugly. You can be a bad chick.
You
the
know
moment
what?
That attitude is ugly, it pulls you down.
It makes you ugly.
A point and a half.
You know what I realize? Because Drea and British going to fight. Well, not Drea and British. British and the Malaysians are going to get into it. I think British came on the show like, I'm finna run shit, I'm finna start shit. Because she's, like, so beefed up. You know, Malaysia going to fight you. So I think she's slowly just trying to pick at everybody to be like, bitch, fuck all y'all type of shit.
Yeah, she kind of said that on, I don't know if y'all seen, but last week they was on Arsenio Hall's show. And basically she said that, like, that's what, she came on there, like, you're going to see who the hoes and you're going to see who the bitches of the show. Like, yeah, so she's very cocky and arrogant in the show. So, yeah, but she said that on Arsenio Hall show because it was her, Sunday, and
what's the other girl, the lady name, the older one, the oldest out of all of them?
Jackie. Yeah, they were.
Well, what I like about British is how you gonna talk about Brandy hair? Tell me how hell is the bad. Bitch, I see your real hair in your weed.
Yeah, that was that track.
I see your hair sticking up. How do you want to? Bitch, you should have permed your hair for a circle. How are you talking?
And that's exactly. But she always say her man make this much money and stuff. Yeah.
His little chubby ass. And then she walk around with them fucking tights on with her fucking Mediterranean outfit. Why do you have them fucking tights on as hot as it is outside? Bitch, you making me sweat.
Don't do her. Don't do that.
Like, girl, get. Like, if I was there, I would talk about that bitch so bad. She'd be ready to box. If she thinks she crazy, I'd beat a little short, stubby ass. Shut up.
Yeah, she just came on there with a point to prove, you know, like,
because
she just kicking
like
and arguing for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I don't like? She made the comment when they was at that table that I think she was talking to Jackie or something else. She said she made the comment as if you cheating, it's okay as long as she don't know nothing about it. What you mean if like as long as you don't know, like what? I don't know.
That's because
she
got cheated on several times, and 9 times out of 10 she cheating too.
Mhm. She's not. She using that nigga though.
As if they cheating.
She's like a girl bitch that then got a little nigga since she using a nigga. She, to me, it seems that way. Every time she opens up her mouth, I'm like, yeah, she hood as fuck. She's like ghetto. You know, normally you had that side of you like, bitch, all right, we gonna rock, let's fight. But she has this ghetto every time she opens her mouth. She's hood. She's a hood rat. That scored. That's all she did.
Right.
Okay. I'm all late and stuff. Speaking of being good rat, I'm all late. I'm going to a music break, everybody. This is by, these two tracks are going to be by Artist of the Week, and this is by Amir Jackson. We're going to go to Best Behavior, follow that off with Knight Riders. We'll be back.
Easy on the count.
Yeah. Bet you thought you knew me, huh? Never could imagine that I'd tell you, keep it moving, huh? Tell me what you want and I'ma tell you what to do without. Only room for one and I'm working on a new amount. People see the struggle, it ain't nothing we could do about. Fighting nightmares, this ain't nothing that I dreamed about. Always knew that I would be the one that got singled out. Bet my phone ring when I start to put these singles out. Who was you? Who was you? Nobody told me we was cool. Graduated, I don't fuck with niggas from my high school. Getting it, I don't see the second guess my right move. Feeling it, starting to get cocky in this dark room. You can see in shots, I'ma take them from a bar stool. Keep an open tab just because a nigga wants to. No second guess, first thought is I'm going in. Froze hands until I find a pen with some good grip. Keep it real, I ain't fucking around with that hood shit. Little did you know I started fucking me a hood bitch. Everything she do, I have a feeling like she crushing it. Wants to get married, I don't see the need in rushing it. Fairy tale end is always in from a myth. I could really use a riff, I'm at the edge of a cliff. Holding on to the ledge, starting to think about all these books I have read. Things being said, other things in my head. All the prayers being heard, do they fall on deaf ears? How come every year I end up saying next year? Is it my time to go? Are they ready for a mirror? I see a couple ain't, so they no longer here. Jealousy and hate is what a lot of y'all feel. It wouldn't make a difference, I got love for you still. I'm only here to eat, I don't hunt for the kill. Living for a split second moment of a chill. I can see that I've changed, but the pain is the same. Still have a heart if I didn't have a brain. It's 24 years too long to complain. I wonder if you can understand what I'm saying. But like me, all these words stuck to the chain. Trying to break free from a set piece, I'm willing if you let me. Get it off your chest, best advice you can give me. Start to speak my mind, you stop being friendly. I don't judge you off of honest opinions. Call it what you want, I'ma call it how I see it. Worked it out with Jesus, now we exercising demons. Started here today, we have a mutual agreement. Holding up my end of the bargain, best believe it. I'm a witness to the world like everybody else. Always talking to themselves, really asking for some help. Can't you hear me screaming help, bitch? I hope you burn in hell with me. Lola wants some King Griffey's West Coast, Ben did it. Don't be offended if I go off the record, just a little bitty smidgen, nothing more than a... Get to bragging on my city repertoire. Just for women, countless 20. I'll be spinning on some shit that burn. I'm missing. I don't swing and never miss it. Don't listen, you might miss it. Drop a skitty called explicit. Talk about a princess. Ali and this motherfucker, presidential flow, I get impeached in this motherfucker. Everybody round scared to speak on this motherfucker. 10 toes down, 2 feet in this motherfucker. Bars too wide to fall asleep for this motherfucker, nigga. Uh-huh. Could've kept going, but I thought for the sake of all y'all, I'd stop right there. We night riders, only killers walk beside us. Never tired, most wanted, you could call us flyers. Keep it quiet, or you could be the one who's dying. It's not surprising if I tell you I'm just here surviving. My younger days are filled with fist fights and heavy mobbing. Big bottles filled with toxins turn me to a monster. And then I got higher, smoking death out of coffins. Nearly lost it, came home, became war sick. Night rider, freedom fighter, read about it. 12 book series writer, spark a lighter, find the Bible. Hide my sins in full denial, flow sick is going viral. Walking straight into a spiral, back into the hands of power. Minutes pass until it's hours, high times, clock towers. I shut it down, no power, kick the dough and do around it. Peekaboo, we fucking found you. All black, everything, if they call back, let it ring. My venom infects your dreams, black widow, Coretta King. I'm preaching, so let us sing. Don't cut off your angel wings, no matter what the devil thinks. Talk to God for a shrink, let the silence bring you peace. Cause it's not your time to speak, so go ahead and have a seat. Cause you're in for a feat that you won't expect to see. I guess that's how it's supposed to be. I don't let cowards close to me, fool me once appropriately, and I confess it openly. And I'll be lying through my teeth if I ain't wanna see him sleep with dirt on top and clay beneath. Enough room to take a peek at black shoes on his feet that he doesn't really need. In my world it's a deed to the pastor to proceed. Make sure you hear the word he reads. Only choice is to believe with a chance to be deceived. Family mourns your early leave. Tombstone RIP. My daddy named Reggie. Every other memory's empty. Truth be told, I think it's plenty. I'm already in my 20s, so there's really no convincing that the man in me is missing. Cousin clucking like a chicken, found a bird and started tripping. Family tried to keep it hidden. Now the truth is being written, and you're forced to have a listen. Bad timing, good riddance to a world full of wicked. Tried to stop me, but you didn't. I still pray for all your children. Hope the Lord will still forgive you. I just wanna be the best, cause after life is always death. Up until your first breath, way before your first step. It's a lot to ingest, but it has to be ingest. If you want it, be expressed. When I was born, I got possessed. Up to now, it's been repressed. A heart to Pandora's chest, giving life to the rest. It's a lot to accept. That's why it's locked in the depths. So don't get lost in your steps. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah, and we're back.
Yo.
Hold up.
Okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and get into today's topic. Someone would like to tell us what today's topic is again for those who are not listening the first time.
Can men and women be just friends?
So, Steve, since you're the only man, can you be just friends?
Yes, again. It's rare. It's not going to be all the time because not everybody you on a friend, you on a level like that. Is somebody you want to talk to? Like, I got one female friend that I wouldn't holler at no type of way. That I've had, that's been my friend since middle school. And, like, I don't look at her like, dang, I want to know when I'm going to hit that. I don't look at her no type of way like that. It just depends on the dynamic, you know, how you, the connection you had to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And how you first, because it's also how you first approach the person. If you approach them in any type of way when you initially met them, like you were trying, if you were intending to talk to them, then of course you're not going to be able to be friends because somewhere in the back of your head that our attraction is going to go on. But some people, you meet them, you know, you meet them and it's just like somebody you cool with and y'all don't got no, y'all don't look, it's not like y'all think each other ugly. Y'all just don't see that kind of attraction with each other. Y'all just like being friends, it's like being one of the home, she's like one of the homeboys basically.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I would have to ask you to agree with Eddie. No, we don't never agree.
Okay.
I have male best friends too, but like they just friends, like never held hands, never exchanged a kiss, don't have no type of I might like you type of feelings, but that's like really close friends. And I don't want to say my brother because people take that whole brother friend thing to a whole other level, and I am just not there. But, I mean, I feel like it's highly possible. I accomplished it.
I guess the only closest thing would be I got twerked up by my friend. That's about as good as it gets. It wasn't no more than that. Be taking the more serious than twerked up.
What exactly is twerked up?
It's okay. You get behind a girl. She twerking like that.
So you call
that's
that
about as good as it gets? Yeah, that's what I call it.
I am sick of you. I've never in my life heard twerked up. Never.
Well, you heard it today. There you go. New vocabulary word from CJ.
You know what? I've seen, I don't know, it's like a really old movie. It was like 1980-something. And it was with two characters. Y'all not familiar with them as white people. It's a white people movie. But I don't know if y'all heard of When Harry Met Sally.
Yes, I have. I've seen it and heard it.
Okay, so it was a scene in that movie that was based on our topic tonight. And basically, they wasn't friends at all. They was actually, in the movie, they was going to college in New York. They was staying in Chicago, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Chicago. And they was driving to New York to, you know, attend college. So in this movie, basically, he was attracted to her. He had a girlfriend. She knew it because he was going with actually one of her friends. And in this movie, to make a long story short, he told her that day, you know, men and women cannot just be platonic friends, like just friends. And she was like, no, like that's crazy. Like, really? And he was like, no, because all of we want to fuck. That's what he said. She was like, no, like, no. And she was like, so you telling me you don't have not one female friend? He was like, yeah, I do, but we done fucked. So she asked her boyfriend, like, do you have female friends? He said, yeah. And she was like, you know, can you just be her friend, or is there something else that you want from her? And he said, no, we're just friends. Like, it's possible. Some people think it's possible. Me, I thought it was possible. Yeah, but I'm realizing, no, I think all the male friends that I did have, all of them want to fuck. Yeah, all of them want to have sex. I don't know why, though, but it's like you say, brother, I really do look at them like a brother, for real, for real. I don't like these niggas like that, I swear to God. But for some reason, yeah, they want to fuck. So I would have to say no for them and yes for me. So,
it's about the point in time that the person meets you too. Because let's say for instance, there's a time. Let's say they had a point in time where they, you know, when they meet each other. That they, like, let's say for instance, a friend, the one who ended up being attracted to you, let's say that they were single and they were going through stuff and they weren't feeling some type of, you know, they were just having a lot of hard times with women or whatnot, and you kind of exemplify the type of chick they want to talk to, then that turns into an attraction. Now their friend stuff is out the door now. So sometimes
I know,
but for
them, not for me, though. Like, it's okay because
right.
I work with a lot of guys at work. And they tell me those things like, yo, just your conversation, I'm turned on. Like, it's not my fault. Like, I really look at you just like a friend or like a coworker. I don't like you like that. Like, for real, I don't like none of y'all. Like, and I hope they listening because I don't like y'all like that. But for some reason, yeah, they want to fuck.
Now,
yeah,
have you ever told them that you don't like them like that?
Hell yeah, everybody know who I'm involved with. Yeah, and it's like we've been cool since like middle school, and it's like, you know, you see people grow up, they're not how they was in like middle school, elementary, and it's like, yeah, pretty, you know. Yeah, they want to fuck. They want to fuck. Yeah.
The girl, I guess it's because the girl like that meet the Soul Child song. If I were new, the girl next door would have been you. You know, she was talking to son like when he was little. He was treated like a homegirl, you know, because like she was like one of the boys, and then they grow up. You're like, whoa, wait a minute, that's you? You the chick I was hanging out with?
Exactly, because that was me. That's me, though, like, for real. Like, I was, like, cool with all the dudes, like, growing up. Like, I was, like, I ran track, I played softball, everything. Like, I was in a bio in the ditch with these niggas. Like, we was, like, I was out there with them, for real. But now it's, like, I'm more dainty, I'm more like ladylike, like I still get grimy and dirty, you know what I'm saying? Like gun range, paintball guns, all that kind of stuff or whatever. But yeah, they want to fuck.
You know what's doing with us too about that? It's not, you go back to the important time, it might be the fact that there's a lot of these chicks, you know, they be on some other stuff, man. The best chick to talk to be the ones that everybody count out, the ones that ain't been dainty all their life, like the ones that's been. They kind of had the ones that was a tomboy when they were younger, they always turned to be the bad chicks. The ones that kind of nerdy a little bit, they grow up, they start figuring out style and whatnot, they turn to be the bad chicks. It's always the ones you count out when you were younger, and then now you're in a more mature mindset. You're like, dang, that's the type of chick I want to talk to. So, but when it's not that many of them in around that's in your close circle, it makes, you know, now it makes it all the energy coming towards you. So that could be what's going on with them as well. But it don't make it right for them. Like, you know, when you're saying you ain't talking to them like that and you're making it clear, it's not, you know, that's on them. If you keep saying that, hey, they can't get mad then.
I know.
Like,
come on, man.
Get out of it, son. Get out of it. Baby, come on. You're not supposed to give them no play. Just let it go. I'm gonna go with it. See, we got a call. I'm gonna go to the phone lines real quick.
Okay, call us.
Hold on, Angela. I'm sorry. 281. Hold on, one moment. Okay, so Angela, comment.
Huh?
Oh, you say hold on. So I'm about to open 281. You know how some people get scared, don't answer them right away, jump out the phone line. He was jumping out the phone lines. I was trying to go to him quick. So, 281-978, you on Glitz and Glamour. What's up?
Hello.
281, you got you pressing one, so that means you want to speak. What's up?
All right,
put them back in the
mute. Anyway.
All right, well, go ahead, Angela.
Angela,
what am I going ahead with? I'm confused.
Oh, did you comment on the topic or whatever?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
She did. I thought it was, my bad. I thought that was Houston. I thought Houston commented first. I'm sorry about that. I thought that was Houston commented first. No, never mind. Sorry. Slap self. it's a lot of movies, that movie. It's a lot of movies that keep coming out about this, too. Like, what was that one movie with Justin Timberlake called No Strings Attached? That was another one. It's a lot, man. Like, that's the dynamic. I had this chick keep talking to me. And I'm like, that's how I was coming into it. Because, you know, what people get confused is, too, it was going to kind of twist the topic a little bit. That doesn't mean that when you're in a relationship with somebody that you can't be on, you can't have that friendship bond with them. So yeah, it's a different way of putting it. Because when you're a friend with somebody, you can talk to them about anything. And when you don't have that kind of bond in your relationship, you kind of get standoffish and you don't feel more free to talk about whatever. So in that case, technically, you can be friends, but you can't be just friends with no string attached. You know, a lot of times with some people. So you guys still have that friendship bond. And I remember Chick told me, she said, oh, we can't just, oh, no. Well, no, I'm just letting you know now, I'm not going to call you my friend. I could introduce you as a friend to people, because if I'm doing something with you, you're not just my friend. Like, come on now. I think a lot of people, they miss that step in the relationship. Like, they think that they say friends, that's going to take them away from being, you know, saying that, hey, we got attracted to each other and we can't do anything with each other. You just got to know what dynamic your friendship is on, and that makes it two different things. All right, so we got another caller. All right, caller, coming to you. Don't be scared. Answer your line. Talk. All right, 281. No, that's, I see, 281-827. You're on Glitz of Glamour. What's up?
Hey, what's good, man? This is Spats. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up, bro?
It's a good topic y'all got tonight, man.
Oh, yes, yes, I agree. It came up a very great topic indeed.
My opinion on it, man, is I think it plays a lot on women. 90% I say it plays on women, 10% men. And the reason I say that is because, to me, a man's sex is solely dependent on the woman. If she's putting out it, if she's not, it depends on the woman. So if she's not, then you can't help but be friends. And when I say 10% plays on the man, to me, and I just don't look at dudes, but not a lot of dudes can, like, pull women like that. So it's some people out there that have women that's attracted to them to the point they want to sleep with them. But 90% plays on the woman, I think.
We got to keep doing all this stuff to keep getting you to all that day is all about how long is it going to take, what I got to do to figure out how to get between your legs, what
okay,
I got to
true,
do
but
that.
Okay, but that's cool, but Rodney, I swear to God, like, really? Like, for real?
Okay, look,
because I got to put it out there because
okay,
I guess
me,
I'm
let
the only
hear,
girl
let me hear.
That's like, you know, in this
situation
all the time. I'm having a simple conversation, a perfect example, okay, I'm not going to put his name out there, but he used to be a friend of mine. We used to talk about any and everything. The sky, it was no limit with conversation, political, really, everything. But just out of the blue, he was kind of like, for real, like, I want to fuck. Like, he just came out, he was open and honest about it, like, because he liked it, my conversation. We vibed, like, that was just our thing. Like, for real. And I've never, like, looked a certain way. I never, like, wore certain things and made him look at me. Nothing. I swear to God, right now, I put on everything. But he wanted to, like, bone. Like, that's what he wanted to do. And he told me, like, straight up, it's just conversation. For some reason, I'm getting that a lot now. It's like, your conversation is, like, good. And I'm, like, attracted to your conversation. So
all right,
what am
Jimmy.
I doing
not to put you out there like that. How old are you? And how old are you the guys that's doing it?
I'm 26. They usually my friends, once upon a time friends. They was like 27, 28, 29. Like, we all around the same age. It wasn't like...
That's what it is, too. As you get older, it's not about old men. If that girl there, she's going to twerk. Oh, man, I can't wait to that old man. Look, she got a thing all of a sudden. It's like, it ain't just about that no more. That kind of conversation rules a nation. And it starts, you want to have somebody you can talk to because you didn't have all the fun. You want fun to you now is, can I have a conversation with you at the end of the day? So that's what it is, too. That's why they attract to you. Because because conversation rules the nation. The old shit.
Hey, Desi, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When, let's say you thought you were friends with this guy, what do you think takes it to the next level to where y'all are not friends? When he, is it when he says he wants to have sex with you, or when you let him have sex with you, or could you be able to just shut him off right there and y'all still be friends?
No, I can't be your friend no more because evidently you're not respecting what I have if I'm involved with someone. And you know I'm involved with someone, and then you, like, I appreciate your honesty, but I can't be your friend because I know
it's
like
if you're involved with somebody, see, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. That's not, well, yeah, because, like, it's no secret. Like, everybody know. Like, come on. Like, forever, everybody know. And it's like for you to just, I mean, I appreciate your honesty, but, no, I can't be your friend anymore. Because that's where confusion and, like, all the extra stuff come in. And I don't like all of that, especially in my relationship. And it's just, no.
Do you think
no,
there's some things friends can't talk about?
At this point, yeah, I have to limit some conversation. When it comes to
now,
that. But that's
I'm going to throw this dart at you. Have you ever talked to somebody that she saw that was a friend?
Wait, you say what?
Have you ever, you know, have you ever talked to somebody that she saw as a friend?
That I thought was a what?
Did you ever talk to somebody that she saw as a friend first?
Who, me?
Like
or them?
Yes, you. You.
Me? I'm always thinking they just like a friend. Like I say, they
no,
like brothers.
What he's
like,
saying
no,
is,
no.
Hey, Desi,
no.
What he's saying is like your person now is, did he start as a friend or did he start out as somebody
you
wanted?
Hey, he just walked up to you and said, hey, Desi, here's a dick. Bam. You know, that's not how it happens. Some dynamic happens. So you just like, come on. Like, if I walk up to you, not saying I'm going to holler at you right now, but I walk up to you, and let's say that you were actually attracted to me, and I was attracted to you. Was that person, had you ever talked to somebody that you thought was attractive as a friend first, and then talked to, you know, then it went to the next level? That's my question.
No.
Is.
No.
They just walked up to you one day and they said, hey, we boyfriend and girlfriend today. That's how it happened.
No, not boyfriend and girlfriend, no. Because you got to, this is my thing. We're talking about dudes, I went to like elementary school, middle school. So it was just like, and I played like sports. So it was already like an instant connection. They didn't like me back then because I was like one of the homies.
I'm not saying that you. I'm saying not just saying just those guys. That's the ones you not. Has there ever been somebody that you saw as a friend?
No, hell no, not them niggas. Cause remind you, I know how they
not
are.
Them,
so
you,
hell
listen,
no,
not them. Not them. First, not saying them. Has it been everybody? Period. Not the guys that you talked to. That you was cool with. You was. I understand you. Seriously, there's been chicks that I've been saying I was dying. I've been able to save my friends. Had I done something for them? Yep. But it was, the thing was, that's the thing. Like, you're not there. They just started because that's how it was. This person, I didn't even look at them that way at all. I was cool with them. And bam, hey. One time we just said, we both just right place, right, especially you start talking about certain stuff, you both just get in the moment. That's how it is. I ain't saying that every female friend I didn't talk to, but I'm saying there's sometimes there's that one friend that you didn't tell, that you kind of like that y'all made something pop.
No,
well,
I don't have that friend, so don't
never
try to shoot me.
All right, so that's all that's clear.
No,
everybody
no
you
problem
talk
telling you about it. No,
we're clear
I
on
never.
That now.
All right, my whole
okay,
point
let me
is.
Say this. A woman
let me,
knows at the time that she meets somebody, she's going to fuck him or not. I don't give a damn, but nobody
oh,
knows.
Okay.
Hey, Angela. Okay.
Angela just made my point. Angela just made my point.
Just made the point.
Do not sit here and lie. You don't meet somebody and be like, I will fuck the shit out of him. you say that shit. You say, okay. But if you meet somebody, you don't say that. You're not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
I've been on the show before. And we're going to keep it 100. So,
Well, see, Angela just made my point, man. If a woman gives it up, if a woman walks up to a dude and say, I want to beat, he going to do it. If a dude said that to a woman, 9 times out of 10, she disrespected. Like, it's just, that's how it works. And
now,
I guarantee you, both of y'all women on this show got some dude just waiting on that moment for y'all to say, okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, absolutely.
Now, us dudes on this show, who on the phone right now, ain't nobody waiting. Ain't nobody waiting. We got to go work for that.
I'm like, damn, like, you know,
because
that's my thing. That's why I let all of them go. My phone is super dry, like, for real.
It don't matter if your phone dry. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to the grocery store and load up.
No, but why would I even want to, like, go into a convenience store or some type of environment and, like, just because a nigga trying to holler, I have to, like, respond to that? No.
And y'all women know, y'all can look rough, y'all can look toe up, dude still going to try to holler.
That's true. I agree with that. And it's the same for
you
men. Like, really? You think women don't like y'all be looking rough too? No haircut, whatever. You think women are peeping too?
But they ain't coming up to us. I guarantee you that.
They probably shy.
Let me have some flip flops on and my feet messed up. I'm ashy. Ain't no woman coming up to me. Like, it's just not happening. But let you walk out and be ashy. Feet need to be done. So dude gonna still approach you. You can be at the clinic getting tested. Dude gonna still approach you.
She has it, but she got the ass. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. That's what they say.
This is stupid.
So that's why,
like,
I say 90% is on a woman.
When I get to the house, I can lotion. We can get in the shower and lotion. I can get out. So I ain't
coming. But my whole thing is, the topic is, can men and women be friends? I'm speaking on my friends that I once had, and now that's why my answer has changed, because I used to say, yeah, of course, I got a lot of male friends, but see, my answer has changed because they wanted more. That's why I'm saying men and women can't, maybe just those guys. I don't know. That's why I say my boy have to be my friend, like, for real, and I like it that way because it's better.
I really think that we can be friends with men. It's worked out perfectly fine for me. You just gotta
be more direct.
It worked
out fine for me. I look at him as a friend. I don't be like, man.
It's just like, you know, when people I don't like try to holler at me, I'll be like, look, somebody wants your ugly ass. You know, and just keep being friends.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what Desi needs to do. Just shut them down, and they ain't going to try no more.
I did. I just told them, so I don't talk to nobody
no
more. No,
but I'm saying shut them down, and y'all can still be friends.
Fuck that. No. Hell
you
no.
You can't shut people down nicely. You got to be like.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
these niggas got to be like.
You know how Des is that voice.
Okay. I don't look at you like that.
You got to like Aunt Jemima. No.
Yeah,
I want you to be my friend. I mean, I don't want you to talk to me like that. Don't be trying to look at me like that. We just friends. You got to talk to them like that. You can't be
that
talking to them
no.
That busy,
when
boy.
They
going to get turned on. They're going to think that you're trying to play hard as shit. So you can't be talking to all of them. Yeah, okay, guys, I can't be your friend. Okay. You can't be doing that because they're going to think you're sexy and they're going to be trying to talk to you. Still, they're going to think it's a threat of the chase because some chicks do that. Some chicks want you to talk to them. But they're going to keep shutting you down, and they want you to see how hard you're going to work. So you got to make sure you make it clear that that's the situation you're trying to do. But that's some guys, you know, it's about the maturity of the guy, too. At the end of the day, it's maturity. Because I got plenty of friends. Like I said, I look at Ezra as a friend. We argue very rarely. But I look at Ezra as a friend. Doesn't mean that, and this is where people get confused. Kind of things, just because you're a friend of things, I'm like, oh, Ezra. Ezra's one of the bad things I know. But I wouldn't go, like, holler at her like that. Because that's a person that's a friend.
Man.
Oh, she asked
yes,
me. Oh, man. Now, let me find out.
I mean, Angela be ashy.
I'm about to get some. Let me get some of that. Cherry almond.
Don't play me, though. Okay? Not nice.
Oh, y'all
I seen Angela in Walmart one time. She was ashy.
That is probably
yo, true. That's Walmart, bro. Yeah, that's the Walmart rule. You get a pass. You get a pass at Walmart. Depends on what time of the day. Depends on what time of the day and what time of the week. It looks like
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I thought she was going to get lost. That's why I didn't say nothing. So. Maybe she's about to go get
but
some.
She ran
so.
Out and she went to Walmart to get the losses. So you thought you was giving her. Benefit for the doubt. Okay, okay, that makes sense. I'm feeling you on that now.
Shame. Shame. We don't want to talk to you no more, Fitz.
You
okay,
say what?
We got, okay, we're going to try to...
We don't want to talk to you no more.
Oh, God, we got a bad person. Okay, we're going to try to 218 again. All right, 281. You still hanging there, so obviously you want to talk. Stop being, don't be scared. We ain't going to bite you. 281 on first number 9. What's up? Not, this person is taunting me. They keep pressing this one. Press the one for the kids. I know you don't want to talk. They about to get, I'm about to get ready to get my bill out. I thought you got me to do by the end of the day. All right, so. Oh, Lord. No, I mean, y'all talking about VH1 early. I know they can't. They're supposed to be counseling single ladies.
They need to, because it ain't good enough.
I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that from people now. Y'all so crazy.
I used to like single ladies since, you know, young black people fucking freely. That was my shit. It was like the black version of Sex and the City, and they had to just go and fuck it up with foolishness, gang banging and high-class drug dealing and jewelry heists and shit. I don't got time for that. Black, that's not black people.
Hold on. Let me back you up on that. I'm sorry, I wasn't on time. What the hell was not on time when you said that? At the...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, you and that stupid-ass guy.
I was not on time for that, but I was on time that time.
So y'all don't like Sex in the City? Y'all don't think single ladies and Sex in the City is the same thing? Every episode.
Oh,
no,
it is
not
for.
The same thing. No, it is not the same
yeah,
thing.
It is. This is a black person.
No, it's not. I love
Sex
in the City.
Was what? White girls going out to fucking brunch, getting drunk, going to fuck. Black version, single ladies.
And that's what you,
going
that's
to
what
the
you
damn
like, Angela?
Boutique. Meet men, go and fuck. No, that's not what
like.
I like. That's why I
and,
to
and Angela, that's what you like?
And I don't want to see that on my television.
Black women fucking freely. That's what you want to see?
No, that's not what I want to see.
You said,
that's a,
you said that was your shit, though.
Manner.
You said that was my shit, black women fucking
you're
freely.
Lying. These shows are recorded. You can go back and listen, guys.
That's
the time I was a habitual liar. And we're going to have to put up with this today. Did not have to put up with this.
That's not what I want to see. Just to put that out there.
Yeah, that's definitely what you want to see.
I don't want to see black women fucking freely. I don't.
Right. I mean, let's have a balance. I need some high class women. I can have some high class women mixed with a little ratchet. The world has to have balance, and without the ratchet tricks, it wouldn't be anything. Without the high class chicks, it wouldn't be anything. So I think everybody should come in harmony. You said they in denial?
Yeah, all of them ratchet. I done seen some high class hoes, okay?
Because they go shop at Macy's and they get the high, they get the highest price thing at Macy's. That makes them, you know, high class.
No,
because
the high
they
class
really
sex poem.
At sex, wasting they all food stamp money.
This nigga said food stamp money.
They waste their food stamp money. Shoot, they got a couple of scratch offs. Well, okay, I got $100 scratch off. I'm gonna go give me some stuff to sex. Looking at it's like, you know, they wild. You know, so that's how some of them be doing though. Hey, that's a they oh no, don't let them get that good, that Peruvian.
Yeah, I'm betting on some more shit. Let me tell y'all what I'm gonna be this upcoming week. I will be at South by Southwest from the 9th to the 13th, and I will be at the SWAC in Houston for the remainder of the week till Saturday. And that's about it. Follow me on Instagram at @IAmModelAngela, as well as Twitter and Facebook, and our Glitz and Glamour Facebook fan page at Glitz and Glamour Radio. That's it.
Okay, you say you're gonna be there when? For the 9th to when?
South by Southwest, I'll be there from the 9th to the 13th.
Ooh, so you gotta go to the streets and harass people. Harass people while they're on the show.
Well, I'll actually be working for someone.
Okay.
You gotta harass them. You gotta go out there and say, hey, I want you to make a comment in the show. Like, yell, say some crazy shit.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Anywho, this, what you got coming up?
Because I'm about to graduate, so I'm just studying.
What are you studying? I'm sorry. As when I say that, I mean as in, what's your concentration?
Marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How fun.
Congrats.
Yeah, so we can get this radio station going somewhere. There's so much money out there. We need to get this on here. Man. I'm in marketing, but that's all I got going on.
Well, so what you got going on? This is Fat Stamina.
Thought y'all forgot about me. So, let's see, Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be at Burger King with my EBT card buying smoothies for...
So childish. So
I don't know if y'all been noticing on social networks, but I got the clothing label, Cool King, that I started. I got to get y'all some hats or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been working on.
I got big ass hands though, man, so
it's a snapback, so you can fit it to whatever. Whatever you need to fit it to, you can unsnap it and snap it, whatever you need to do.
Motherfucker needs a one half fitted cap and shit.
But we got the second annual show that I've been doing for my birthday in May that's coming up as well. As well as some features and whatnot I got coming out, so be on the lookout for that. And that's about it for me, man. Also, I got the nonprofit I'm working on too, so.
Cool. That's about.
And I was serious about that EBT card. Me and Burger King on planning.
Yeah,
I'm giving out smoothies.
I'm about to play.
Y'all don't believe
me.
They accept those cards.
Do they really accept the cards, though, like for real?
Yes. Why? I'm going to go up there. I'm going to take a picture of it and say, we accept EBT card. I'm going to send it to one of y'all.
Shut up.
I'm going to let y'all know. Come get y'all smoothies. I met a hood rat. She had $200 on her card.
No! Why are you playing? I'm not about to play, really. No.
Watch, I'm going to take a picture of it. Y'all going to see you, watch. I'm going to have people lined up out there.
But no, I mean, since you like our special guest tonight, you was like an awesome caller. Can you leave us like on a positive note, please?
A positive note? We're about to get off the phone or something like that?
Yeah, it's an hour still.
I'm
tonight.
All night.
Okay, check this. But tune in next week. We're going to have a good topic, so you can be on phone all
you.
Night next week.
I got you, man. But I guess something that's been heavy on my heart, I guess I'll leave y'all with, is it's not on topic, but people in general, you kind of get tired of dealing with people when they take advantage of you, and they kind of ruin it for the next person. So I guess what I leave y'all with is, like, man, kind of pray for good judgment, man, and judge people, because you don't want to let people ruin it for you. You don't want to miss out on your blessings or helping somebody, but it's some real vultures out here, man, especially in the entertainment industry and what we're dealing with. Like, you got to watch out for people, man. And I mean, I guess just ask God for good judgment and be able to read people, man, because they out there. You got to look out for them.
That's true.
Amen.
That's true.
And I guess I'm going to be out on that note, man.
Bye.
All right, Woody's coming soon.
All right.
Later.
Bye. Hey, people.
All right, y'all. As far as what I got coming up, this is the fifth anniversary month of Life at the Dusk Live, which is the flagship show that started the whole Dusk Live Radio Network. You know, we're going to be celebrating it in a major way all month long. And what we're going to be doing, they're giving everybody a heads up. Throughout the month, we're giving out a free, not digital copy, print copy on each of the shows. So on Life of the Dust Live, Grits and Glamour, and Real Spirit Radio. Sometime during the month, each month, we're going to be giving out a copy of the magazine. Not only will we be doing that, on here, we're going to give out a copy of one of Angela's posters. Y'all got to check the posters out. It's crazy. So we're getting a copy of that. And on our show, we give a copy of T. Marie's poster. And on Real Sir Radio, we still working on some more stuff for that. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to be getting a lot of prizes. Just celebrating 5 years, man. it's crazy. Like, 5 years ago, I'm telling you, like, I wasn't even thinking that I was going to start a show and was going to still be doing this long. So it's a blessing to have done that, and then evolve into having y'all's hosts on Tuesday, having hosts on Thursdays. It's everything, man. So it's just great to see the brand expanding in the next 5 years, man. Y'all stay tuned, because I'll tell people this all the time, just because Grits and Glamour or Life of the Dust Live or Real Estate Radio is an internet radio show, don't count us out, because we got some stuff coming up that's going to be like, okay, maybe we need to shut the fuck up. So that's what's going on with that. Show them some love, man. Definitely support Desi, support Houston, support Angela, because without them, the Tuesday show won't be going on in the first place. So support them.
Aw, well, thank you, Sadie J. And make sure y'all support Sadie J, too, though, because he's a dope kid.
DuskSpot.com, people.
Yes, I've already designed your page already, Angela, so it's already done. I will be sending it to you. So, yeah. All right, so we out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, good night.
Good night.